And a good Tuesday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, and it is Riley County Commission Day on In Focus. We've got Commissioner John Ford joining us in the studio. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
And you've brought a guest with you here, the new Health Department Director, Julie Gibbs, in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful time to talk to you guys here right before the holidays. And are you guys finished with your holiday shopping?
Haven't started it. I procrastinate every year. That's my gig.
Last minute shopper.
Yep.
How about you, Julie?
I started a little bit, but I still have a long ways to go.
All right. Well, you got just 2 weeks to go. I think 2 weeks from tomorrow is Christmas Day. I've still got some shopping to do myself. And, you know, talking here, this is the first time we've got a chance to meet Julie here on In Focus. I know you were introduced here a few weeks ago. October 28th is when you started?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and where you came from.
Yeah, so I'm a Kansas native. I grew up in Western Kansas, Scott City, but I've been here ever since 2000. I transferred from Ottawa University my sophomore year to pursue a dual degree program in kinesiology and nutrition here at K-State, and then went on to get my master's in public health with an emphasis in nutrition and physical activity. I can't say enough good things about the public health program at the university. It's a great program. From there, I went on. I got my first real job as a health educator at the health department back when it was a city-county health department. Spent about 2.5 years there working on a chronic disease risk reduction grant, which we still have to this day. And then I went on to the university to work as the director of health promotion at Lafine Health Center. Spent roughly 9.5 years there. And then came back to the health department.
All right. Well, I'm sure they're pleased to have you back here. I know you replaced Jennifer Green here, who that was kind of a surprise that she left, but, you know, understandable circumstances by her part. But what's the transition been like so far?
It's been great. Luckily, Jennifer was able to stay on for my first 2 weeks at the health department. So she was able to show me the ropes and really help get me started. So I was grateful for that.
Right. And from your perspective, John?
Yeah, it did kind of catch us a little bit by surprise. Of course, there was the resignation didn't come under any cloud of suspicion or impropriety or anything. We knew when we originally hired her 8 years ago, and of course I wasn't on the commission at that particular point in time, but that, you know, military life, this was going to probably happen at some particular point in time. You always kind of hope for the later rather than the sooner, but sooner did come. Her husband earned the rank of captain, which is great for her and her family, and I wish them all the best. Had to move out to Fort Bragg to North Carolina and kind of left us, you know, kind of where we're at. So fortunately, she did so in an amount of time that we had plenty of an opportunity to kind of go through that process and find the right person and continue to move. The health department, maybe unlike some of the other departments, particularly within the county and even within the city, you know, it's a little bit more fluid. There's a lot more layers. There's a lot more community partners. There's a lot more things going on, and it can change on a dime. So it was important to kind of keep up with the continuity and everything that we had kind of built over 8 years. And I say this because I'm being a little biased maybe too, but, you know, we do have one of the best health departments in the state, if not the best. So it was very important to kind of continue with that and moving forward. So we quickly got the hiring committee together. For me, like a lot of things here in 2019, it was a first. And was told we didn't know necessarily what to expect the last time we hired for this position. It was hard to find applicants, and it was hard to find the right person with the qualifications that we needed. But we didn't have a problem this time. And maybe that is also because of the work and the dedication of Jennifer Green, that we provided some really, really good people. So we went through that process. We got it narrowed down to a couple of candidates, went through the formal interviewing process, and then kind of worked from there. And as that process went through, it became pretty clear to us that Julie was probably going to be the really the best fit. And it's for a couple of reasons. It's her background already from the administrative and managerial side was a lot stronger than the other candidates that we interviewed. And as she mentioned, she's been here already. She's been here for pretty close to 2 decades, if you include your time at K-State. She's vested in the community. Her family's here. Her kids are here. One of the things I thought was compelling when we went through the applications, and she made it pretty clear that it was her goal and her want to be here. So this wasn't a stepping stone to something else later. And it's important because, you know, in Riley County, we have a pretty good track record of continuity within our departments. We've still got some people here currently that have been here for 25, 30 years. I'm not saying that's going to be the case here necessarily, but having somebody that's going to be here for the long term helps, and it helps with the goals and everything that's already been established with the department. So at the end of the day, we got Julie, and she had a couple of weeks, and there was a contingency plan that was put into place to kind of work and make that transition so everything was smooth. And she may have a different perspective on how smooth that was, maybe, but at least from our perspective, we felt really, really good and comfortable with the decision that we made. So.
All right. Well, you've got pretty good assessment time here now since October 28th. What do you see here about the Riley County Health Department that they do well?
Oh, so many things that they do well. First of all, the accreditation process that they just went through, they put in tremendous work to that. And I tease that I didn't have to do the work for that, but I was able to see through the site visit, which was an eye-opener too. But yeah, they did a wonderful job with all of the work that was put into that process. We'll know in March if we are accredited. And it's really not a matter of if we are accredited, it's a matter of when. They'll be able to tell us in March if we're accredited at that time or if we need to put forward an action plan. We'll have a year to do that. So we will get accredited. It's just a matter of when that will happen. But the health department has put in a lot of work to that. And just their programs and services that they offer, really, like John said, it's above the rest. You know, we are probably one of the best health departments in the state. Of course, I'm a little biased, but I've seen the work that they've done and the initiatives that have been taken, and it's really quite amazing, especially when I can compare it to, 10 years ago when I was there last. You know, I think comparatively, it's a lot more robust now.
Hmm. Well, I might mention number four would be the fourth accredited health department in Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So, that tells you where we're at.
And we know accreditation is good. I mean, the layman would know that. But what does that mean for the health department? Does that allow you extra opportunities here, maybe for grants or anything like that?
Yes, absolutely. It looks good. It also validates our programs and services that we offer. And I think just going through the process, the health department staff has learned a lot about what they need to improve on. Quality management, quality improvement, their performance management tools, all of those they've been able to improve throughout this process. So it really helps to validate what we're currently doing. And we also want to serve as a public health resource. We should be the public health resource for the community. And I think this helps to validate that and to let the community know that we do have to uphold certain standards because we are accredited.
Gotcha. John Ford and Julie Gibbs joining us here on the In Focus show here for Riley County. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more on this topic when we come back on News Radio KMAN.